Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore Instagram collabs, brand new insights, updates, and a lot more with Natasha Samuel. If you want to understand how to benefit from these Instagram changes, then be sure to stick around. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm Michael Stelzner, and this is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. Hey, quick question for you. Want to meet me in person in San Diego? Hang out with me and lots of other marketing professionals just like you at our 9th annual Social Media Marketing World, where thousands of people come to San Diego and experience incredible content and incredible networking in a safe and really, really cool place. San Diego's calling. Will you join me? Head on over to socialmediamarketing.world and grab your ticket today. Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say, quote, "I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined," unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com. And now for this week's expert guest. Natasha Samuel is an Instagram expert and host of the Shine Online podcast. She also has a number of Instagram-focused courses, including the 30 Days Reels Challenge. Welcome back to the show, Natasha.
Thanks for having me. Excited to talk about all the new updates.
So today, we've got a lot to talk about. The first question is, they've rolled out some stuff to simplify collaborations and partnerships. Maybe you can kind of cue us in on what the news is here.
Absolutely. So the first feature is Instagram collabs. So essentially, you can have two authors or co-creators on one piece of content. This can be for feed posts and also for reels. So this is a really great opportunity for creators that are wanting to co-create with other creators. It's also great for brand partnerships and creators, but I've actually been utilizing it as just an opportunity to really collaborate with other industry experts. I see founders doing it with their businesses. So there's really a lot of opportunities there to essentially create one piece of content that lives on two separate profiles.
Okay, so that's an important distinction. So when you say collab, like break it down and help us understand like what this exactly does.
Absolutely. So if you go to post a feed post or a reel where you'd go to tag an account, you can now invite a collaborator. So you just would search that username, invite them, and then they would get the invite via Instagram stories and their little DMs, and they can either reject or accept the invitation. If they accept the invitation, it will then have both usernames on that piece of content, and that content will be on both profiles. So instead of both of us posting a similar graphic on our own feeds, we would then share the engagement, the comments, and the actual post on our content. So tons of opportunity here and really a lot of ways to get creative on how you're creating with other people. I've seen it used so many ways and I've even used it a ton and it's pretty easy to get the hang of as well.
So the advantage to this is potentially it gets the reach of both people's audiences. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. You're getting in front of two different audiences and you're doing a little bit less work to do that. You know, instead of two creators creating content together, they can essentially post it on one account, post it simply once, but they're getting double the benefit. So it really simplifies that process for collaborating, but you also get that engagement benefit as well of just being in front of a new audience.
You said that you've seen some really creative applications. So tell us a little bit about it so people can kind of visualize what they might be able to do. Because it sounds to me as if this doesn't just have to be a brand relationship. This could be two people deciding to do something together, right?
Absolutely. So the way that I've used it a few times is by teaming up with other educators to create educational content where we're both sharing tips and our processes and just having a lot of fun with content to better educate our audiences. I've also seen it with people that have multiple Instagram accounts. So often we'll have the CEO or the founder, like you, Mike, for example, right. And then like social media examiner. So you guys could collaborate on a piece of content that you want to post on both accounts. And then I've also seen it used with clients and the businesses. So one of my friends is a photographer. So she took some behind the scenes of a photo shoot and then the client reposted it on their Instagram as well. So there's really a lot of options here. I've seen it with giveaways. So if you're doing a giveaway with another account, you can automatically post it to both accounts. The options are really endless on how you can get creative with it.
So one of the questions I've got is it only certain kinds of posts that you can use this collab feature for? For example, can you do it in a story? Can you do it in a reel? Talk to me about that.
Yes. So specifically reels and specifically feed posts. So it can be a carousel. It can be just one static feed post. It could be video. It can be a reel, but that's what it's exclusive to right now.
Very, very cool. Okay. And is this available for everyone?
Available for everyone. Just go to where you would tag people on a reel or on a feed post, and you'll automatically be able to invite collaborators.
Have you noticed an increase in your analytics when you do this? Like, do you find that the numbers go up?
Absolutely. I think especially during the holiday shopping season, it's natural for engagement to dip a little bit. So being able to tap into a different audience, it's definitely helped me reach a new audience. And I've heard people, they say they're just discovering me from new people because I've collaborated and I've seen it work for other people as well.
Very cool. There's also some other partnership tools and features that they've just released Instagram recently. Can you tell us about those, please?
Yes. So they're kind of expanding on what they released this summer, being able to easily share affiliate products as a creator on the app that's doing brand partnerships. So now essentially any product that you've shared in the past can now become its own little storefront on your profile and your own little shopping collection of products. And it's actually using your affiliate links. And there's some other things just to make collaborating on Instagram a lot easier. This is kind of what their goal has been. So now as creators, you can kind of create a list of your ideal brands to collaborate with. And not only will it help you get discovered and really get priority when they're looking for people on Instagram, but it'll make communicating a lot easier. And they've also done this in the DMs. So when brands are messaging you about partnerships, it will skip that request folder, which I know can get pretty hectic. At least for me, I've lost some brand partnerships there. So now it'll skip that to make sure you don't miss any of those important, you know, requests. And also just making it a lot easier for ads to be a part of it. So you can see ads when co-creating as brands and with the creators, seeing those analytics and really just making campaigns easier for the actual brands too. So not only can creators be in more control, but brands can really use different filters to discover new creators when they're creating campaigns.
Very cool. And I think you've covered everything. I like the idea that you can have this special DM just for brands that are reaching out, because obviously if you are an influencer, you don't want to miss those opportunities. But I also think the preferred brands list is kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Because it must notify those brands and say, here's a bunch of people that are interested in you, which could allow the creator to maybe get picked up by some of those brands, right?
Absolutely. That's what Instagram said, is that it doesn't guarantee it, but it does prioritize you when brands are looking for new creators to collaborate with. So it definitely could lead to some really cool opportunities.
It also looks as if there's been some updates in Instagram Insights. So tell us about what's new there, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes. So recently this year, they've added some really great features to Insights specifically related to reach. So instead of just saying your overall reach, you now can really dive a lot deeper on like who you're actually reaching and why, what type of content you're reaching it with, and also are they followers or non-followers? So they've really expanded that to include new demographics like their location, their age, their gender. And they've also done a similar thing with now this new engaged element in your insights. So this essentially shows you the total amount of interactions, comments, likes, shares, saves that your content gets in a certain amount of time. And you also can see just your total post interactions for different pieces of content. And you can also see those demographics for your engaged as well. So reach and engaged really helps you see not only who you're reaching, but who you're actually engaging with and getting a lot more data on that person.
Well, and it also looks like the insights that can now be shared between brands and creators too.
Yes.
I would imagine that's going to be important for brands and creators, right? Because that way the brand can just look and see what kind of reach and what kind of metrics happened, right?
Yes, absolutely. I know a lot of people sometimes do it the old-fashioned way of taking screenshots and sharing it between emails, but it's nice that when you're having a mutual piece of content that you know, a brand paid for, creator created, you can really see all those insights, which is beneficial for both parties to see.
There's been some updates to Reels, some cool new features. Break it down for us because this looks kind of cool. It sounds cool. I don't know if it is cool. You'll know better than I am, but we've got super beat ad effects and dynamic this and 3D this. Tell us what's new.
Yeah, these are really inspired by TikTok, as we probably can guess when it comes to a lot of really great Reels features. For the super beats, it essentially makes it where you can have some really cool editing effects, specifically when it comes to music or lyrics that you're having on your videos, and then also more dynamic text. So you can have lyrics showing up during your video if you're utilizing trending audio. And there's also a really cool element where you can make it look 3D, which obviously can be really engaging. And then one of the most popular TikTok features is the voice to text option. So essentially, you can just add text and then it'll automatically generate speech from different voices, kind of like the Siri, Alexa type voices that we know so well. My Siri actually just turned on when I said that.
Right.
But it's a really great way not only to make your content more accessible, but it's a really great way to create content that is talking about something without you actually having to speak on camera or do a voiceover.
Got it. So this voice to text thing you're talking about, you can put text on the screen and then you can choose a voice. And do they have different kinds of voices that you can choose from and it will just automatically play the voice?
Yes.
Huh.
Absolutely. Exactly how it works.
Fascinating. And what about voice effects? Is that different than the text to speech thing?
Yes. So you have different effects you can add to your voice to make it maybe high pitched, maybe make it a little bit lower. And I think especially if you're utilizing more entertaining pieces of content, that's probably where you'd lean into that.
Got it. All right. And then carousels. There's been some changes to carousels as well, right? Talk to us about that. Carousel posts.
Yes. Such a simple update, but essentially if you create a carousel, which if you're not familiar, is a multiple photo or video feed post, and let's just say one of the images maybe was a little messed up, maybe there's a typo, maybe you don't want to include a product or person anymore in that image, you can now go to edit that content and just remove one slide without having to archive or delete the entire post. So obviously, I'm sure a lot of social media managers are having some parties over that one.
Folks, one thing that is clear is Instagram and Facebook, both of them obviously part of the same company, are going through a pretty dramatic change. And if you look back just in the last couple of episodes since you and I have been talking, Natasha, there's been enormous change, hasn't there?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's almost like unnerving because us marketers want consistency. We want to know what works and we don't want it to change. But also whenever it changes, it opens up opportunity, right? Because if we can get on it and try to take advantage of it early, there's always an early mover advantage to these changes because the platforms want people to embrace these changes. And we'll go out of their way to make sure those that participate in these changes get a little bit more exposure, for example. So the best way, I think, to really understand and wrap your head around these things is to really come to a place where there's lots of other marketers just like you who are struggling to wrap their head around this and to learn from them and learn from people like Natasha. And that's where I would encourage everybody to consider coming to Social Media Marketing World next spring. We also have a streaming ticket available where if you're not able to travel, you can actually participate live from wherever you are in the world. So check it out at socialmediamarketing.world. Now, Natasha, if people want to learn more about Instagram from you and all the other stuff you've got going on, where do you want to send them?
Absolutely. So over at Shine with Natasha on Instagram is a really great place to go. And I know we were talking a lot about collabs, and I know there's a lot of really great features that I've been either using or teaching you how to use. So you can find that over on my Instagram. And then shinewithnatasha.com/video has a really great free resource if you're wanting to leverage more video in the new year.
Natasha, how many times have we talked recently about how Instagram is completely transforming itself? I mean, like, if we went back a year and looked at what Instagram was like from today, don't you agree it's completely changed?
Absolutely. So many new features, so many new evolutions, and so many new opportunities for businesses to use all the different types of features. It's changing completely.
So if you're using the old strategies, it's time to kind of try the new stuff, because Instagram is morphing, it's changing, and we're going to keep coming back, hopefully helping you. Oh, and we should also mention, on our YouTube channel, there's a bunch of great tutorials from Natasha. And if you want to go deeper in a lot of this kind of stuff, just go to Social Media Examiner's YouTube channel, where you'll find a bunch of more stuff. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me today. We'll see you all next time. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.